Character Reflection, Chapter 5, by John Steinbeck. One end of the great barn was piled high with new hay, and over the pile hung the four tomed Jackson forks suspended from its pulley. I was alone in the barn, petting a puppy that has obviously been petted a little too long and hard, and I couldn't make up my mind about it. First, I cover the dead puppy with hay. Next, I fling the dead puppy across the barn. I'm more worried that George might not let me tend to the rabbits of the dream farm. Curly's wife, who comes in, tells me some advice. Don't feel bad because the pup was just a mutt, and mutts are plenty in the world. She confides me, telling me that she could have been a famous star, but the world conspired against her. That's why she ended in a barn with a dum-dum and a dead dog. I do some confiding of my own. I get into this trouble because I like to pet soft things. Says Curly's wife. Her hair is soft. I pet too long and hard and break her neck by accident. This is bad, so bad that now George really might not let me tend to the rabbits. I remember George's instructions about where to go in case something gets bad, so I go, taking the dead puppy with me. At that moment, I'm scared and frightened. As I keep running to the place George told me to go to, if something ever happened.